Yeah. To see you again.
Good to see you as well. So welcome to the Station of Decapitation Without Your Head. I'm Nasty Neil, and I'm joined by the returning Jenna Cannell, producer, star, writer of Faceless After Dark. Good to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Neil. Yeah. I love the Fright Fest hat, by the way.
That's where
Faceless After Dark premiered. Back in August, in London.
I don't like to make the show about me, but that's where my first feature film premiered. Was that Fright Fest, which was amazing, very cool.
Yes, thank you for having me back. It's so good to be back.
Of course, I love this movie, not just because you're here, not just because you're here in front of me, but I really thought this was great. And were you at the premiere at Fright Fest?
I was. It was such a good experience. It was amazing, and it was like they had us Friday night, this amazing screening time. We were in that IMAX theater.
Oh, nice.
Like,
yeah, huge.
50-foot tall screen. I never need to see my face that big again. My God. And then it was like over 700 person audience. It was wild. It was such a good experience, though. The Q&A was amazing. Like, people were so supportive. People were coming up to me the entire rest of the week that we were there, like stopping me in the bathroom and stuff to talk about how much they love the movie. So we could really, really feel the love.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I'm happy to hear that you liked it as well. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. And obviously you've seen movies with you in, and I know you've directed a lot of shorts, but to watch a movie that you're like really connected to, how different was that, you know, to watch with an audience?
It was very, very cool because you're right. I have directed a ton of short films and I've produced features before, but to watch a feature that I'm not only able to act in and also perform stunts in, but that I also co-wrote was incredibly special. It was amazing to see because we've played at a ton of festivals by now around the world. But that was the first one. That was the first time where I was seeing it with an audience and to see what people laugh at and what they cringe at and what they gasp at and at what points do they cheer or, you know, puke or whatever they're going to do. It was very, very cool to experience it that way.
Yeah. And early on in the movie, there's a line about to your character, it's kind of advice, like to write your own thing, make your own thing. Is that kind of what this movie kind of is? Is that like something that really happened?
That is quite observant of you, Neil. You are absolutely correct. It is definitely meant to be this sort of meta horror where it's almost a horror film about creating your own horror film, essentially. Really more of a thriller, I'd say. But either way, yes, absolutely. And the whole thing is meant to be this sort of experience within the character. It's you're kind of experiencing the movie that the character is making as they put it together in their own sort of snuff film way.
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil the movie because it goes a much different path than I expected it to.
And that's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, and it totally works because I thought it was gonna be one kind of movie, which was totally fine, and I was like, oh, it's much more clever than I actually thought it was going to be going in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what we wanted. We absolutely wanted it to be the sort of thing where every 10 minutes you're wondering what am I watching? What's happening here? This is not what I thought was going to happen. And I appreciate you saying that because it is the sort of thing that's fun to go into blind, I definitely think. And it's meant to feel like you're getting on this train and you're wondering at what point, wait, where are we going? Is that a cliff up ahead? Oh my God, the tracks are ending. What's happening?
Yeah. Is that hard to put I don't know if you yourself put the trailer together, or if you have any input, but is that hard to make a trailer for then? Cause you don't want to give the movie away.
Definitely. I mean, I am not the one who put the trailer together. That was our incredible director, Raymond Wood. He put the trailer together along with the help of Dark Sky. But you're right. It is hard. It's hard to market the sort of thing where you just want people to know that more is going to happen without telling them more is going to happen. And I've been trying to find that sort of line when talking to people like you as well, because I want people to get excited because they should be, because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And also I want them to go in blind.
Yeah. That's what I like about festivals, because a lot of times you don't know too much about the movie. Sometimes you've never even seen a trailer and you just go in and have no idea. And
oh,
it'd be a great experience.
It's the best. Absolutely. That's how I saw Talk to Me. I was at Overlook Film Festival last year with Renfield, which I also acted and did stunts in. And there was like a midnight showing and it was a surprise movie, mystery movie or whatever. All we knew it was an A24 movie. And it was Talk to Me and it hadn't come out yet. No one had seen it yet. I had never heard of it. And it fucked me up. And it was the best possible way I could have seen it. So I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So Raymond Wood, the director, is he someone you knew beforehand? Like, how did he get involved?
Yes, yeah, we have worked together for years. I mean, I have produced for him in the past. I've assistant directed for him in the past. He's produced for me when I've directed. I mean, we've been working together for a long time, and we've been best friends for I think a decade now. So he was actually approached by an investor who said they wanted a clown horror movie. And he came to me because he was familiar with my work in general and specifically my work on Terrifier, and presented that and said, would you be interested in not only leading this but writing it? And my first reaction was that I wasn't sure I wanted to. I
Do
didn't want
another
to get
clown
stuck
movie.
doing
Yeah.
right. I didn't want to get stuck doing clown movies. I still don't want to get stuck doing clown movies. But that being said, obviously, of course, I'm very proud of my work in Terrifier and very grateful for that world. But I wanted to contribute something new. And so myself and Todd, who I co-wrote it with, we wanted to find a way to make something subversive and something that wasn't just another clown movie, but something where the clowns are coming from inside the house, so to speak.
I really recommend the movie. And so
Thank
Todd
you.
Jacobs, who you wrote the movie with, is he
Yes.
someone like I assume that's someone you know from beforehand too.
Yeah, I had also, he and I had written a couple things before. We wrote a different feature together, a different horror feature, and then wrote the short film version of it together, which I directed. We had written a pilot together during the pandemic. So we've worked together before, and I knew his love for horror. He's a huge horror nerd, and when we started writing this, he made me watch, Miss 45 and that sort of thing. And so I approached him, and his reaction was similarly like, another clown movie, that's what we're gonna do. And I said, we're not gonna do another clown movie, we're gonna do not another clown movie. And that became Faceless After Dark, and we were just trying to subvert tropes and find a way to present something new that hasn't been done before, or something that's been done before but in a completely new way.
I think you definitely succeeded. And since you said
Thank
like
you.
it's a definitely a meta movie and sort of
Yes.
you and sort of not, obviously. And but
Yes.
is there concern when you're writing and you're making it like you don't want to paint like your fans in a negative light?
Absolutely, that was a huge concern because, and it's still a concern when people watch it, because most of my fans are so wonderful, and I can't emphasize that enough. Like, most of them are so sweet and so supportive, and I consider myself unbelievably lucky that they want to watch me do anything. And there are some, much, much fewer, who I would not say that about. And this is about them. And I say the same thing that Gina Davis said when she was promoting Thelma and Louise. If you're offended by it, you're relating to the wrong characters.
That's a good point, I would think. Yeah,
Right? You've seen
yeah.
it?
I know I have it, but I like that line. And the more I think about it, if you'd watch this and be like, I'm offended by the portrayal or what happens to certain people, then you're
Right.
probably not someone you want to hang out with. So,
Exactly.
SlasherCon, is that a real convention that you shot at? And is
No. Oh,
SlasherCon an
yeah,
actual?
I was going to say, so SlasherCon is not a real convention, but that is a real convention that we were actually at. I don't want to say their name because we weren't supposed to be doing
All
that. We were absolutely guerrilla shooting, which was, I mean, indie films, that's how it has to be done sometimes. So that was a convention, to answer your question, that I was actually working at, and I was at the table. And I was there next to Catherine Corcoran, who plays my friend in Terrifier and is also one of my dear, dear friends in real life. And Ray snuck into the convention essentially with me and just filmed us at the tables. And we ended up doing ADR on all of that dialogue. And then Ray went in and replaced all of the logos with made up logos for
Oh,
this
it
fake
looks
convention.
really, because I was actually trying to pay attention to that because I was like, it's definitely a real convention. And I
Yeah,
actually
yeah.
looked up SlasherCon. I was like, I can't find any information on this. So I don't,
Amazing.
yeah, but I can't tell that they like are put in there.
That's
It does.
awesome. I love that this is one of my favorite things about people who love thriller movies and horror movies, is that you're looking for that stuff because there are a bunch of little sort of nods throughout it. There are definitely Easter eggs, there are definitely little things, little winks to horror fans, and I love that you were looking.
Even actually going in, I didn't know too much about the movie because I do like to watch movies not knowing a lot.
Yeah.
And I in my notes originally I was like, did they? I wonder if they like molded this character after you got involved to be with the clown. Like, maybe it wasn't a clown in the movie at all. And then I realized that you were a writer, and I was like, oh, well, obviously.
That's how there you have it. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it was definitely, it's definitely, I mean, that's where the meta aspect comes in, right? It's meant to be this sort of, you know, I believe that people will still enjoy it, even if they've never heard of Terrifier.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you. But that being said, if you do like Terrifier, this is a very, very different type of movie. They're not similar in any way, but there are definitely nods to Terrifier fans in it as well. It's meant to appeal to both.
Yeah. And I normally hate cell phones in movies. I always bring it up because they're either some like shoehorn thing, like we have to get rid of cell phones and it's stupid.
Yes.
But I thought you actually dealt with it really well in the movie, even like having the wrong cord, because that happens to me all the time. Like something takes C and then I have something that I have to use the other cord with. And so it was done well in the movie, and it didn't seem like fake or anything.
Good. No, I'm so happy to hear that. And it's definitely meant to be this sort of thing of what are our real relationships with phones? I mean, our real relationships with social media and with the news. And, you know, we're evolved to be apes that eat berries in caves. We're not supposed to know about all the horrific things that are happening all over the world all the time. And if you're already mentally unstable, or you already don't feel seen by the people in your life, if you're already overwhelmed, if you're already dealing with these demons, it doesn't help. And I think it only can only push you further and make you feel more helpless, especially if you're a particularly empathetic person.
And this might be a weird question, but for scenes where it's just you and the camera, like, and some of them are long scenes, like what's that experience like filming that?
So I think I have a feeling which scene you're asking about. it's at the very, very end. It's the like long, unbroken.
Yeah, which is a great scene. And I want to bring up a classic movie that I'm a big fan of, but I don't want to because it might spoil the.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I have a feeling I might know what it is, but I appreciate you not saying anything. So that was that scene in particular, and I can't wait for people to see it so they can know about how we did this. That scene, we had to be wrapping out of location actually at the time. So the crew was upstairs cleaning out the location. I am alone in that room. Ray and the DP and the gaffer, they set up the lights, they set up the camera, they pressed record, and they left. And so I'm alone in that room. And the one take in the movie that you see of that scene is the only take that we got. And I basically just gave him everything I had, and I figured, oh, he'll pick and choose what he likes. And then he ended up using the entire thing, which I think is a very brave, very interesting choice. Because
yeah,
really
that could go really bad if it's not, if it doesn't work.
Yes,
and it might be
absolutely
really
good.
So.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, that was. It was also, I will say, it was the last thing that we shot, which is why we had to be wrapping out of the location. And so, everything that I'm giving you is a result of all the exhaustion that the shoot had to offer in a very cathartic way.
And who did some of the gore? And there's some great severed body parts in the movie.
Oh, thank you so much. That we sourced those from a number of people. I mean, I'd have to pull up the credits. I highly recommend going to our IMDb page and looking through everyone involved. But we worked with some really cool local special effects artists. The one thing I will say is that this is a bit of a spoiler, but I think it's worth it. The severed dick that you see in the movie is the actual prosthetic penis from Terrifier 2.
Really?
And
no,
we
that's,
borrowed that.
That's a great, a great connection.
It's a fun little Easter egg, right? It's a fun little keep it in the family. And that was actually something where I texted Damien and I was like, listen, I have a request for you. And he was like, I'm on it. I got you. UPS might have some questions, but we're going to make it work.
So you've directed a bunch of shorts. Are they available online for people to watch?
Yes. Thank you so much for asking. There is a short film that I directed called Bliss is Orange, and that is available actually on Dust, which is the Gunpowder and Sky YouTube channel. And then there are Max and the Monster is another one I directed, and that one's on my Vimeo page under Laser Pigeon Pictures. And there are a bunch of other ones that are... I think there are a couple other ones on the Laser Pigeon Pictures website. There are a couple that are not available. And there's an action comedy that I directed, and that one comes out this year called Spray Bottle. It's not out yet, but when it comes out, I'm very excited for people to see it.
Do you go to festivals with those two?
Yes, absolutely. I love film festivals. Like you said, they're so much fun. There's such a wonderful community of filmmakers there.
Mm-hmm. And would you want to direct a feature film?
Absolutely. I'm working on it.
Oh,
I'm
excellent.
Writing two different ones. One of them is the feature version of the action comedy. And another one is a sci-fi. So I'm hoping to direct the sci-fi potentially starting later this year or next year. We'll see.
And will we ever see more of this character? Would we see a sequel?
Potentially. We have ideas. If the people ask for it, it is what the people will get. We already have ideas. Ray and I have ideas about what the sequel would be and the role that this character would play and the way another character would step in and play a bigger role. So never say never, you know?
And for people who love Terrifier, even if you've never seen it, stay for the credits because someone pops up and I think it's a really cool, they're in it before.
Thank you.
It's a great cameo in the movie.
I agree. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I definitely watch the credits. There are a couple little names you'll see that are probably familiar.
And so select theaters and digital May 17th, where would people go to see if it's playing near them?
You can go to facelessafterdark.com if you are looking for facelessafterdark.com is the best place to go. Dark Sky Films, they also post about and talk about on their site and others on their social media everything that's happening with us. Faceless After Dark is all the specific news about our screenings and merch and things like that. You can also find me on Instagram at Squidthusiast, as in someone who think cephalopods are really cool, and I will also be posting updates as well. And the Dark Sky Instagram also talks about what's going on. But those are all the places where all the things can happen.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about squids, our first interview we talked a lot about squids because once I heard
that's
that name,
right.
I used to go squidding on Cape Cod here, and
oh my god,
and it was cool
I'm
when
so
I was a kid, get sprayed
that.
With squid ink. Now not so much, but it was cool at the time.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, squids are so, so amazing. I love them so much. I want them all to be my friend. I love that you remember that. That's incredible. What a good callback. It's so good to see you all these
you
years
as well.
Later.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. It's great talking to you. And I really love the movie and hope people check it out.
Thank you so much, Neil. I really appreciate it.